the down, then mechas the kos, there should have been something missing. The sack can't be fooled. Since the sack is full, its mashmus never of vlad there, it's only just liquid. Rav Ada bar Avu Amar, gavonim tanan. We learned kolis, gavonim tanan, and therefore, Now, via Misa, if it's true, the Esmuchi Esmachach, that there really was a vlad there, and it got melted down, kula v'chad gavne evikoi, it all would have been one color, like the vlad looks one way. And here it says it found full of different colors. So that's a proof it didn't come from a vlad, just the different liquids there. Therefore, the Ishis Torah has no din later. Tani will learn like this. Abishol Leimer, that koiv meisam isi, he used to be koiv meisam, used to bury dead bodies. He used to look at the bones of the mason, and he said like this, that when the person was alive, that somebody used to drink raw wine, very strong wine, he would notice that his bones were like burnt up. Mozak, people used to drink diluted wine when they were alive, their bones were just dried. People that drank wine the right way, though, their bones were like healthy bones. Those bones were full of marrow. Those were good bones. Rashi says, by the whole me, sheshti yosim ruba mechlas, who always used to drink more than he eats, and that's most of is not healthy. His bones were like burnt up. Achilosim ruba mishdiyosim, he ate more than he drank. His bones were seshchorim were black, were like dried out without moyach, Rashi says. Karov, he ate normally, then atmeisim mishuchim, then his bones were like fresh, had marrow inside them. Tani will learn like this. Abishur leimer, vitamus samser ab yechnon, that koiv meisim, he also used to bury meisim. And palmachas, it once happened, that rotzaseyachat tzvi, was running after a deer, for nechnasni bekulius, he ran into the middle of a big bone, shel meis of a meis. For Ratzis Yachar, when he ran after the deer that went into this big bone, sholosh pasoyis, almost like 3 miles. Utzvi lo higat, he didn't reach up to the deer. For kuyis lakos, he didn't come to the end of the bone. That's how long this bone was. When I went backwards, armily people told me, sheloig melech haboshin oisa. This was the bone from oig melech haboshin, the giant oig. That this mamish, this big bone there, was more than 3 pasoyis long. Tanya, another message like this. Abishur Leimer. Koiv and Mason, he used to bury Mason. Palmach, as it once happened, that Niftacho Mar, once opened up a cave, Tachti, under him. For Yamarti, he realized he was standing, the Galgal Eino Shemais. His mamish was standing in the middle of an eye, of a mace. The Galgal Eye, in the form of an eye. The socket of an eye. At Choytma, his mamish was sunk into that eye, up until his nose. And Keshechazatahun came out backwards and found out what happened there. Omer, they said, Ayin Shalom Shalom Oysa. That was the eye of Avshalom. Avshalom, the son of David, had a bad eye, so that's the way his eye was. The Shematah, maybe you tell me, Abishol then is heavy. Maybe Abishol here was a small person. So it's not so big Kiddush how big the eye was. So Omer says, no. Abishol is no Orach. But there, he was the longest one, the tallest person in his door. Heavy. Reb Tarfon Megillat Sefer, Reb Tarfon only came up to his shoulders. Now Reb Tarfon, Reb Tarfon was the tallest one in his door. And Reb Meir, Megillat Sefer, Reb Meir only came up to his shoulders. Now Reb Meir in his generation was Orach, but he was the longest one in his door. Have a Rebbe Megillat Sefer, Rebbe came to his shoulders. Rebbe also Orach, but he was the longest one in his door. Have a Reb Chia Megillat Sefer, Reb Chia came to his shoulders. Reb Chia Orach, but Reb Chia was the longest one in his door, Heavy. Rav Megillat Sefer, Rav Orach B'Dor Heve, Rav Yehuda Megillat Seifoi. Rav Yehuda Orach B'Dor, again, Rav Yehuda was the tallest one in his door. The Ada Dalia Megillat Seifoi. And Ada Dalia, Rashi says, Shamish Rabbonin, his name was Ada, he only reached up to his shoulders. The kid said he was very tall, Avshalom, Ben Avshalom, here Avshol, and still, there was a mice, he was sunk into that eye of Avshalom until his nose. Alright, we'll stop here.